Palestinian officials are presenting a draft resolution to the United Nations Security Council in an attempt to set a two-year deadline demanding Israel withdraw from occupied territories. A senior member of the Palestine Liberation Organization says the proposal will be discussed at the Security Council on Wednesday. However, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Tel Aviv will not accept any timetable to withdraw to the 1967 borders.
We are facing the possibility of a political offensive, an attempt to force us through a United Nations resolution to withdraw to 1967 borders within a time frame of 2 years, which will bring the radical Islam to the outskirts of Tel Aviv and the heart of Jerusalem, and we will not allow it.
Netanyahu is set to meet U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry in the Italian capital Rome on Monday to discuss various proposals for a Palestinian state circulating at the United Nations. After the Israeli Prime Minister called elections for March, some Europeans have tried to push a Palestinian resolution at the Security Council. Israel occupied the Palestinian territories of East al-Quds, the Gaza Strip, and the West Bank during the Six-Day War in 1967. Tel Aviv withdrew from Gaza in 2005, but its forces are still carrying out deadly raids there. Joining us via Skype from Atlanta is Jim W. Dean. He's a managing editor of Veterans Today. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Dean. Now, first of all, a resolution for the UN Security Council for the recognition of Palestinian statehood, there is that 99% possibility that the U.S. will veto this now, wouldn't it?
Oh, they definitely are. But the strategy is correct. They have to be bringing these before the UN to make the U.S. keep using its veto, because you have the progression, there's momentum now. We've had several countries, the last one I think being Portugal, have voted a resolution for Palestinian statehood. So this is a game changer. It's not like in the old days where there's a shift in European pressure. But the mistake that Abbas is making, and I'm really surprised about this, is it's going to take more than the UN to get this done. There has to be boycott pressure. I've been talking about this for several years, that without sanctions and boycotts and economic pressure on the Israelis, so the average citizens feel that they're having to pay a big price for intransigence in the peace talks, they're willing to have these peace talks go on forever. So if there's no serious effort on sanctioning and boycotting Israel, I don't really think anything's going to succeed.
Well, Mr. Dean, there are those that say that the U.S. Politicians and the leadership can be pressured into not vetoing this resolution, into allowing the recognition of Palestinian statehood by the Security Council. In that one-off chance that this does happen and this resolution does go through, does it even matter, considering Israel is a known violator of UN resolutions?
Absolutely. They'll just ignore it. But then again, there's a benefit to that, in that at this stage of the game, because we have countries now that are recognizing Palestinian statehood, it's a little different than in the past. And they may be doing this to set the stage where if Israel, it just ignores and stiff arms the UN, that creates a more firmer ground to then start moving into sanctions. The EU mentioned this obliquely during the summer, that they were going to start talking about that and also denuclearizing the Mideast. And then they went quiet on it, because that's something else that has to happen, is Israel has to have their weapons of mass destruction. There can never be peace in the Mideast when Israel has chemical, biological, and nuclear weapons.
And very, very quickly, if you can, Mr. Dean, how worried do you think Netanyahu is about this, considering there are elections coming up in March?
Well, it is, but then again, that's a double-edged sword, because the Israelis, the political class has held Israelis as kind of like a human shield, that if you don't have us tough guys in there, the Arab hordes are going to punish us for all the horrible things that they've done. So even moderate Israelis will support tough guys, and then you have people like Yuri Avnery, the peace folks, which are about 15%, they see the only way we can ever live here long term is to have some peaceful resolution.
All right.
But so far, they're not in the driver's seat.
Okay, that's Jim W. Dean, the managing editor of Veterans Today, joining us via Skype from Atlanta. Mr. Dean, thank you very much for your comments here on Press TV.